Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. From next week, 10 social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Kick, Reddit, and others must pay fines up to $50 million if they fail to remove accounts for users under age 16. Communications Minister Annika Wells says the government expects platforms to check ages carefully but firmly.
The government recognises that age assurance may require several days or weeks to complete fairly and accurately. 1 week from today, this law is starting. And over the coming months, we will fight to defend this law in the High Court. Because parents right across Australia asked for government to step up.
At least 159 people have died in a fire in 8 Hong Kong apartment buildings. 6 people are suspected of turning fire alarms off when repairs were being done on the buildings. Commissioner of Police Joe Chow says the investigation is not over.
So this is the interim, but we have not finished our work yet. Because as you can see, the scaffoldings, a lot of bamboos that they have fallen down. So we still need to do some work on those bamboos to see any remainings or any bodies were covered by these bamboos.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the COP30 climate meeting in Brazil in November was disappointing. A deal made by countries did not include plans to stop using fossil fuels for energy.
I think it is remarkable that with the United States out and campaigning against, with the fossil fuel industry clearly determined to make sure that things would not move forward, because today it is clear that renewables are cheaper and it is clear that they are the solution. With all these movements against, it was possible to have an agreement. And this shows that multilateralism works.
To sport and in cricket, Australian captain Pat Cummins may play at the second Ashes game today. It would be a surprise return because he has had a back injury and missed the first test. But Cummins has been training with his team before this match, and teammates say he is playing well. Australia beat England in the first of 5 games in the series. And that's the latest SBS news in easy English.